ESPN Radio 1027, Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station. You're not wrong. Your opinion just needs an adjustment. Now back to the home stretch with Pat Daugherty.
Welcome back here to the home stretch, ESPN Radio 1027. I'm Pat Daugherty. Alongside me, Todd Burlidge. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Thank you for joining us here on a Thursday. Ryan Eaton with the tweet. Friend of mine made a good point. Nobody said anything about super teams in Miller or Jordan era, because there weren't super teams. They grew into super teams. The Bulls drafted Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan. It's not even a discussion. They didn't go out and recruit like Golden State did with Kevin Durant. They didn't go back. Jordan didn't want to play with some of the great guys and other. He wanted to beat them. You never would have had Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson on the same NBA team. Wouldn't happen. Their egos and their competitiveness would never have allowed it. Nowadays, we go out and we recruit other superstars to create superstar teams. It's crazy. Anyway, moving on, it's time to talk about the NFL again. We're going to talk about the New York football Giants. To do that, we welcome in James Cratch, the New York Giant reporter for the New Jersey Advance Media. James, how are you doing, man?
I am good. How are you guys?
Doing good. First and foremost, are we done hearing about OBJ being fined? I think it's kind of ridiculous.
I mean, if the cleats you wear tonight don't fit the uniform code, I assume we'll get fined again. I mean, I think it's just one of these things where he's going to keep wearing the cleats and the NFL is going to keep fining him, and it's just going to kind of go. I mean, I think you can kind of look at it both ways. Obviously, what he was doing was for a very good cause. At the same time, you know, the NFL has uniform rules, and if you break them, you know, usually the fine doubles with each subsequent event, offense. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, if he wants to keep wearing the cleats, I guess he's going to keep getting fined. We'll see where it goes from there.
Yeah, I think it's kind of ridiculous. Anyway, looking at the New York Giants, what's different from this year to last year? In the sense, last year this team was not very good. Right now, one of the best teams in the NFC. They continue to win games, including they're the only team to beat the Cowboys this season.
Well, I think the biggest difference is the defense. They had one of the worst defenses in the history of the league last year, and this year they're one of the best defenses in the league. So they've really come on strong. You know, obviously they spent all the money in free agency in the offseason, had a good draft, and people didn't really know how it was all going to come together in year one, but it has, and it's really come together the last 2 weeks. Obviously, you hold Dallas 7 points, hold Detroit 6 points. It's a pretty good offense. Two teams that, you know, are in playoff position right now. So that's the biggest difference. I mean, the offense is taking a step back, but it really hasn't hurt them in terms of wins and losses because the defense has been so much better.
Yeah, when you look at the numbers for Eli Manning, you would think based on their record that they would be some of the best numbers he's had in his career, but really that's not the case. 25 touchdowns to 13 interceptions. Last year he had 35 touchdowns to 14 interceptions when it was all said and done. How are they still able to win games with Eli Manning not really being the best that he's been in his career?
Well, I think it goes back to his defense. The special teams have been playing pretty well lately. Brad Wing, the punter, has been sensational at downing, you know, teams inside the 10, inside the 5. But I think, you know, lose the Giants games. They just won a lot of close games. And last year, they had a ton of close games break the wrong way. They lose at the end. This year, for whatever reason, they're holding on. You know, Eli has had some games where he's played well. He's had some games where he's been so-so. And he's had some games where he's been really poor. But whatever reason, they've been able to kind of weather the storm in those games and win. So, you know, it's not so much, you know, they don't really run the ball well. It helps the Odell Beckham Jr., obviously. But this is a team that's kind of winning in spite of its offense right now.
Talking to James Cratch, who covers the New York football Giants for the New Jersey Advance Media. James, this has not been a great matchup as we move and talk a bit about tonight's game with the Philadelphia Eagles at Philly. Let's see here. In 2014, Philly did the Giants up 27-0, and then last year 27-7. So let me do the math here. Last two games for the Giants in Philly, 54-7 with a couple losses. A lot for the Giants to play for, nothing for the Eagles, but at the same time, there's pride involved here. How do you see this playing out? This is a tough one to call, I think.
I think it'll be a close game. It'll probably be a sloppy game. I mean, Thursday night games usually are sloppy with a short turnaround. I mean, look, this is a really tough place for the Giants. It's a place they haven't won here lately. They don't win here a whole heck of a lot. If you look over the years, I think it's very hard for a visiting team to come into Philly. But that being said, you're right. Giants have a lot to play for. So I do think they will wrap this thing up tonight, clinch the playoff berth, keep themselves, you know, fairly in the NFC East. And I think it'll be a close game, tight game. But I do think their defense will make enough plays down the stretch on the Eagles be able to get out of here with, you know, I don't know, like 4-point win or something like that.
James, break down. I think the magic number is 1 for the Giants. Kind of break down what the playoff scenario looks like.
So they win or tie tonight. They clinch the playoff berth. They clinch the 5 seed. They can be no lower. If they tie, obviously that would give Dallas the NFC East. If they win, that would keep the NFC East kind of still there until Dallas probably beats Detroit on Monday night. Then Dallas would clinch the division. The Giants lose. They're still, you know, basically 99% certainty of making the playoffs. You know, they need to have 1 of 4 different games break the right way for them on Saturday, and they'll get in. But, you know, I think this Giants team, they just want to get it officially out of the way. Mm-hmm. No percentage is good enough for them, but 100, they can do that tonight. But they're basically almost certainly going to the playoffs, likely as the 5 seed, no matter what happens here.
James, last question for you. If this team does make the playoffs, and as you mentioned, very likely, how likely are they a Super Bowl threat?
Super Bowl threat? Sure. I don't think this team's going to make Super Bowl. I mean, I could be completely wrong and be standing in Houston in a couple weeks with the Giants there, but I think it's a team that if they get to the playoffs, they can win a game or two definitely with their defense, but I think unless the offense makes a significant step forward in the next couple weeks, I just think they're going to have a hard time when they run up against a team like the Falcons, like the Packers. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be tough to beat Dallas a third time. I think Seattle would be a challenge for this team. So I think they're a threat to get there, but I think they're gonna, it's a long road for them to get through the NFC and get to the Super Bowl.
Once again, James Cratch, New York Giants reporter for the New Jersey Advance Media. James, definitely a pleasure, my man. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you.